This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Good morning, you're waking up with Andy and Adrian here on Joy 94.9. Oh, Adrian.
Yes.
One of the hottest women in television and radio.
Yes.
On the line with us this morning.
Australia's favourite newsreader, I would hazard a suggestion.
Oh, yeah. Amanda Sully would feel about that.
Carrie Bickmore, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, you'd have to be, Carrie Bickmore, you'd have to be Australia's favourite. You're right, Sandra Sully is definitely up there. But you and her, I tell you, neck and neck.
We could do a double team news reading shift together.
You could.
Tag team, I like that. Now, you're very busy at the moment. You're obviously doing, breakfast radio on Nova. You've just started with the 7pm project. You are a mother to Oliver. How are you?
I just to clarify, the mother role is a bit light on at the moment. I'm not doing too good at that job at the moment, but that's all right.
How are you juggling all this work?
Look, I am off my head with tiredness. But it's all right. I think I've still got adrenaline pumping, so I think the adrenaline of doing the new show is getting me through at the moment. But I certainly can't and won't be doing it forever. I've only got a couple of weeks left of Nova. And then, yeah, I'll just be focusing on the 7pm project, which would be nice.
Wow, so you're not going to be on Nova, you'll be moving on.
I'm moving on. I am so sad to be moving on. I feel weird talking about this on your program. I'm very, very sad to
make it quick.
I've been there for so long, but
wow.
I can't do it all. I'm not Superwoman.
That's right. Carrie Bickmore is the Joy newsreader who will be starting in a couple of weeks. We're very excited to have her on. You are very busy. You managed to juggle so many things at once, including an interview on our breakfast program while you've got the other breakfast program going on the other station. So you are very talented.
I'm very good at multitasking.
Hey, tell us what a day in the life of Carrie Bickmore's like at the moment.
Well, at the moment I get up about 4. I'm in doing radio from about 5 till 10. I go home and have a couple of hours with my son Ollie, go to the park, have some lunch with him and just, play, and then head into the 7pm project, and I'm there all afternoon we just work through what we're doing for news, what we're doing as, our chat points, who we're going to cross to, and just go through that, then hair and makeup and a run through, and then we're on live at 7.
Wow. I mean,
and then I come home and crawl into bed about 10 o'clock at night and get up 6 hours later.
And do it all again. It's crazy.
And do it all again, yes.
That is absolutely crazy. Now, in terms of, you made a big decision, obviously, a few months ago to leave Rove. And did you have to write a formal resignation letter to Rove and say, look, I'm looking to go on to another project? And I know it's Rove and Enterprises that do 7pm, but did you have to do a formal resignation letter?
Oh, yeah, it was all very awkward. I was going to the opposition. It was all very nasty. It's the best thing possible when you can move within the company and stay with the people you love so much, but also, go to a more challenging role. And it's certainly taken myself out of my comfort zone, but I'm loving it. And I'm still seeing Rove and Pete and the guys, so I still feel like I'm part of the family, which is good.
Congratulations on the 7pm project, which has been on for a few weeks now. How are you enjoying it?
Been on a month. Yeah, good. I'm actually starting to enjoy it. I think at first there was just so much going on that every show, once I got to the end, I just let out a massive sigh of relief that we'd, completed an episode. But now I'm starting to have fun with it and I'm really enjoying the processes and loving working with Charlie and Dave and I work with Dave in the morning at Nova and at night, so we are.
Oh, bloody! It's like
it's getting closer.
Yeah, you see more of him than you do of your respective partners, right?
So we joked about that the other day. So imagine if we had an affair.
Oh my god, that would be hot scandal. I could just see it splash over the Herald Sun.
You see too much of each other to have an affair.
I guarantee you, both boys, it won't be happening. In fact, I think the opposite could happen because we're spending too long together and we're starting to...
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the 7pm project has got a one-hour special in about a week or two. I'm not sure the exact date. Okay, what's that about?
Come on, give us a little snippet.
You can tell me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that?
No one knows.
Either.
Come on, it's the one from 7 till 8. Do you know what?
I know that it says 1 from 7 to 8, but that's all I know.
All right. All right, I'll have to wait and see what that special is about. Yeah, very coy. All right, good.
I honestly do not know. That's been me genuinely serious.
Really?
I don't actually
what if you've got a dinner appointment that night?
That's
you can't
right.
stay over.
I mean, you know, what time you're out of the studio on average?
We do promos and bits and pieces afterwards and have a little chat. So I usually get out about 8:30.
All right, so that's going to push it out to about 9:30.
Yes.
You need to know what's going on.
You want overtime.
Yeah, that's right. Double time and a half.
I like surprises. I'm happy. I'm a girl that likes, a surprise here and there.
Well, good. Here's a surprise. We're going to do some getting to know you questions. We did these with Charlie Pickering a couple weeks ago. We're going to do the same with you. Just a few little hit and miss ones. Andy, do you want to kick us off?
Yes, all right. Now, the house is on fire. What possession do you take? It's not really on fire, and you can't take any, living people.
They're already out of the house.
What do I take? Well, I take my favourite pair of heels at the moment that I just bought recently.
Oh, tell us, what are they?
When I put them on, I just feel like I could conquer the world.
What heels are these?
And I would take, I'd probably take my digital camera because I love taking photos.
Great.
And I would probably take...
That's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got,
If you're going to hesitate this long, I think the house is already gone. So,
yeah, all you've got is heels and a camera.
That's right.
I'm ready to take on the world.
What do you think Oliver's going to become when he grows up, your son, your two-year-old son? What do you think he'd be good at?
At the moment, I'm teaching him to kick with the left and right foot in the hope that he might be the next Ronaldo. So,
hey.
I would love him to be something sporting and then he can look after his mother for the rest of his life.
That's right. You can retire early. I like that. Good thinking. Now, in terms of Ola, what's his favourite food that you cook for him?
At the moment, it's baked beans in a can, but when I do make the effort to cook for him, he's a big fan of tuna mornay, actually.
Oh,
tuna mornay.
Nice.
My favourite when I was a kid as well.
Yeah,
my husband's disgust, but yeah, Ollie loves it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the nicest dish on a plate, but my mum used to serve that as well on brown rice and with a thing of pineapple on the top.
Wow.
Oh, see, I had the brown rice, but not the pineapple. That could just make it.
Seriously, put a thing of pineapple on the top and it just completes the dish.
Like Master Chef.
A sprig of parsley. Everything always had a sprig of parsley.
Yes, it's high in iron parsley, so it's very good for you.
And last question, what movie made you cry when you watched it?
Well, I just saw My Sister's Keeper and I cried from the moment the opening title.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, very Cameron sad. Diaz. I tell you what, she's normally the comedy kind of chick, but she's amazing.
We asked that question to Charlie Pickering and he said Steel Magnolias. Isn't that hilarious? He knew all the cast. He knew all. Oh, he's a softy, that one.
I'll tease him about that stuff.
Yeah, give him a little nudge at the 7 PM project desk.
Oh, funny.
Harry Bickmore, it's been great chatting to you. Thank you very much. We'll have to let you back to the other Brekkie show now. And
nice to chat to you guys too. And keep watching and enjoying it. Hopefully,
we will see you on the 7 PM project on 7 PM. On
7
Channel 10.
PM, Channel 10. All right, thank you,
Carrie. You're listening to Andy and Adrian on Joy 94.9. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.